Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Don Buford. Batting second. The second baseman, Wayne Causey. Batting third. The center fielder, Tommy Agee. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Pete Ward. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Tommy McCraw. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Ken Berry. Batting seventh. The catcher, J.C. Martin. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gary Peters. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Gary Peters. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Kurt Bulfari. Batting second. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting third. The right fielder, Frank Robinson. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Boog Powell. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Davey Johnson. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Paul Blair. Batting eighth. The catcher, Andy Echeverrin. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tom Phoebus. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Tom Phoebus. And now, play ball. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford takes first base on ball four. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, White Sox. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Ward. The throw from Echeverrin and he is out, Aparicio applying the tag. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Kurt Bulfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulfari hits a pop-up towards first. McCraw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson takes first base on ball four. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson takes first base on ball four. Robinson moves to second. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 3-2, Orioles. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry strikes out. One out. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin takes first base on ball four. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the White Sox 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair hits a fly ball into right field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andy Echeverrin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverrin strikes out. Two outs. Tom Phoebus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phoebus strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Buford hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0-for-1 in the game. Causey strikes out. Two outs. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Agee strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the White Sox 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Kurt Palfrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palfrey is 0-for-1 in the game. Palfrey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-1 in the game. Aparicio hits a pop-up towards first. McCraw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Robinson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Causey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Robinson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4. With the score, the Orioles 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Ward strikes out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-1 in the game. McCraw hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-1 in the game. Berry hits a pop-up towards first. Powell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the White Sox 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Powell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson bunts towards the mound. Peters fields it and throws to first for the out. Powell moves to second. One out. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0-for-1 in the game. Blair hits a fly ball into left field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andy Echeverrin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverrin is 0-for-1 in the game. Echeverrin takes first base on ball 4. Tom Phoebus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phoebus is 0-for-1 in the game. Phoebus strikes out. the side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Martin takes first base on ball 4. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-1 in the game. Hansen hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-to-3, White Sox. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0-for-1 in the game. Peters hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Peters moves to second. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Buford hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0-for-2 in the game. Causey takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Watt now pitching. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Agee hits a fly ball into left field. Bulfari settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Kurt Bulfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulfari is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bulfari hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Peters fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-2 in the game. Aparicio strikes out. Two outs. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Robinson strikes out. Martin drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Robinson out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Orioles 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-2 in the game. McCraw strikes out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-2 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Watt fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks, Martin hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Robinson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Agee. Robinson reaches second base with a double. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Robinson moves to third. One out. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0 for 2 in the game. Blair hits a fly ball into left field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Robinson tags and scores. Two outs. It's White Sox, 4, Orioles, 4. Andy Echeverrin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverrin is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Echeverrin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Orioles 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Hansen strikes out. 1 out. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Peters hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Blair who is chasing the ball. Peters reaches third base with a triple. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Buford hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Peters scores. It's 5-4, White Sox. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Buford. The throw from Echeverrin and he is out, Aparicio applying the tag. Two outs. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Powell scoops it up and throws to first, with what covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Orioles 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Al Weiss now playing second base. Woody Held pinch hits for Eddie Watt. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held strikes out. One out. Kurt Bulfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulfari is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bulfari hits a fly ball into right field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 3 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Orioles 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Fisher now pitching. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Ward hits a fly ball into left field. Bulfari settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 3 in the game. McCraw hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Orioles 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Robinson hits a pop-up towards short. Hansen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Robinson hits a pop-up towards short. Hansen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Powell takes first base on ball 4. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Orioles 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 3 in the game. Berry strikes out. 1 out. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Martin hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Orioles 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Blair hits a fly ball into center field. AG settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bob Johnson pinch hits for Andy Echeverrin. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mark Bellinger pinch runs for Bob Johnson. Sam Bowens pinch hits for Eddie Fisher. Bob Locker now pitching. Russ Snyder pinch hits for Sam Bowens. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Kurt Bulfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulfari is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Bulfari hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops it up and throws to first, with Locker covering, for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 5, and Baltimore Orioles, 4. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.